The lesson I want to share with you now is from Acts 7, 55 and 56. And the question is this: who has the authority? That's a very, very important question for each and every person that is trusting the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. That part of Acts, that great big long chapter there, deals with Stephen, a godly follower of Jesus, who will be stoned to death. The people want him dead. He was sharing the importance of the message of the gospel, and they reacted to it negatively. And just before they were going to stone Stephen to death, God gave Stephen a vision. That vision's in verse 55. As Stephen was waiting for them to throw the rocks, he looked up to heaven and he saw God's glory and Jesus in the position of authority that God had given him. So he sees the Lord Jesus Christ in the heavens. In 56, verse 56, and I trust you will look in Acts 7 and look at these verses. So Stephen said, "Look," talking to the crowds that want to kill him, "I see heaven open and the Son of Man in position of authority that God has given him." And in Matthew 28, verse 18, Jesus makes a wonderful statement to his disciples before he sends them into the world to take the gospel message. And this is a wonderful promise. Jesus said, "All authority that is in heaven and all authority on earth is given to me. So go and make my disciples." We're not going in our own strength. We're not going in our own authority. We're going in the authority of the Lord, who exercises total power, total authority in the heavens and on the earth. See, as you and I go through life, we go through in the authority and power of God. And don't forget, there's a wonderful promise in Scripture, and the promise is we can resist the power of darkness in the authority and power of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Scripture tells us that when Jesus died on the cross, he defeated Satan and all of the demons, and that he exercises total authority. James 4:7 is a wonderful verse. If you feel that you're under a demonic cloud, if you feel you're under spiritual attack, so he gives sort of, for believers, he gives some instructions as we want to come against that. He says, first of all, place yourself under God's authority. Then from that, you can resist, and resist means push away, not to allow, remain, or enter. That's what it means in the Greek. And Satan will run away from you. We resist him in the blood, in the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we have that power to remove demonic influence and to leave people all over the world when they resist that in God's authority. I felt led to share just many stories. I have many, many stories. But God called me after being involved in two Bible colleges and being involved in a very large mission and working with missionaries in 38 different mission societies. that some of these God's servants were under horrible oppressive influence from the enemy. And it was discouraging them. They had not just depression, it was more being oppressed by the enemy because Satan didn't want them to take the light of the gospel to people who are bound in darkness, people that are under the influence of the enemy. And I thought I would share this experience with you because the power and the protection of the Lord is wonderful. I was working with a young man, and at that time I was probably in my 60s, and this young man was very, very troubled with demonic influence in his life. And it kind of caved under all of that darkness and the temptations that were coming his way and so on. And as we were helping him to break that influence over his life, that he could be free, Jesus Christ said he came to set the prisoners free. He came to loose the bands of wickedness and to set people free. And as we were working with this young man, and as we were coming to the point where he was surrendering areas of his life, submit to God and resist the devil, submit to God's authority. And as he's placing his life back under the authority of God and his word, and when he had put the areas where he had surrendered ground back under God's control, I knew that I, right now, should pray and exercise the authority of the cross of Christ against these demonic powers that were tormenting this poor young man. And as we prayed, it was a real battle. He was having all kinds of thoughts going through his head, all just kinds of things, where he was just literally just almost in torment with the thinking. And as we battled through and held the finished work of Christ, Revelation chapter 13, they said, they overcame the wicked one by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And this fellow did not want to be under that bondage anymore. And as we prayed and commanded those things to leave his presence and to go where Jesus Christ sends him, that young man totally changed, and the peace of God flooded his heart and life, and he knew that this influence was gone. And this is what he said to me as we came to the time where you were going to pray against the forces of darkness and to bring the victory of the cross over my life. The thoughts I had were so strong and so full of hatred towards you, I was going to hurt you. I was going to get up and I was going to hurt you. And I said, why didn't you? He said, because when I was just about to give up, I saw an angel with a sword standing between me and you. Beloved, I can't tell you how many times God, in unique ways, protected me from people who had a design to hurt me with demonic influence. I've ministered in various parts of the world. I've ministered to, you maybe call them Indians, our nationals, here in America, the ones that were here first, in Canada, and up in Alaska. And the stories are wonderful of God's protection. I'm not going in my authority. God told me to go, and I go in his authority. And he exercises all power And so if you have a family member that seems to be oppressed by the enemy, exercise that authority through the finished work of Christ on the cross. Ephesians 6 is a wonderful, wonderful chapter. James on resisting the enemy and so on. There's so many verses on that. In my book, we go into that quite in detail. My book, Reclaiming Surrendered Ground. So we're not using that authority in a wrong way. It's delegated authority for us to use against enemy intrusion in a believer's life or an unbeliever so that we can bring him to Christ. Many times when you share the gospel, people are having all kinds of horrible intruding thoughts. And you can pray right then and say, God, put your hedge of protection around us and stop the enemy from putting all these horrid thoughts in the person's head because they came here to be free of all that. Bless you as you serve God. And remember, as a believer, you have delegated power and authority given to you by Jesus himself. And he indwelt us with his Holy Spirit, which is the spirit of power. As believers, we don't have to live under any kind of bondage. Bless you.